Okay. Lovely to have you here again.
I was most interested to listen to your words before this meeting. Words spoken about heaven upon this earth. Your conversations, my dear friends, are always of interest to us, because it shows how much knowledge that you yourselves have retained. I would say this to you, my dear friends. Always since the existence of this planet, sir, has there been a little of what you call heaven upon this earth. In many ways has this existed, mainly through those souls who have incarnated, who have brought the joys of spirit to this world. Those human beings who are looked upon, who exude love and knowledge and understanding, they are heaven upon your earth. Also, there are the words of what you term the angels, which have come to light over many eons of time, and of which you humankind are so fond of rewriting. The spoken word, as well as the written word, has always been a powerful tool of communication for mankind. I would say this to you, my dear friends. What do you suppose would be your heaven upon earth within your present time? Would someone care to answer?
Yes. Well, we're very fortunate to have your teaching on this, and I think it was during, during the first few months when you came to us that one asked the question, is it possible to have heaven on earth? And your answer was simple and apt and in the affirmative, and much later, quite recently, the subject came up again, and I think it was about the time you were talking to us about Moses, and yes, the idea was then elaborated upon, and the heaven is to do with our stronger soul connection, and the stronger that, I think the implication was that the stronger that connection becomes, the more heaven aware we are. I could also say that it's such a wonderful earth, and one can always look to the wonderful aspects of it and see it as heaven or heavenly.
Yes. Heaven comes from this, you know. To those of you with some degree of spiritual knowledge, it is easy for you to see around you many aspects of this earth which is endowed with heavenly creation. But to the majority of earth kind, they are still focused in this time of your evolution upon the disputes of mankind, the greed within your world, the many disasters, as you call them, and in doing so, they overlook how much mankind has grown. They overlook the beauty and the joy of existence. And the beauty and joy of existence belongs to each individual. It is an individual attribute which each one of you carries within. Each one of you, my dear friends, I have told you before, is like a beacon of light. So each individual one is a little part of heaven upon this earth. Do you see what I am telling you?
Yes.
If each individual light was to join together, to make one, then indeed that vision of heaven upon this earth would indeed be much brighter than at any time of earthly existence. Many would dispute these words. Many would say, but there is so much hatred, so much greed, so much violence. But as you do, my dear friends, they will reach a point when all of those things become insignificant. When what is important is that the light shines from within, in order that that sea of light can flow further and further upon your heart.
Yes, we
don't
also
agree.
So we are so fortunate, and yes, one always has the feeling these days that we are in a position to help others to be as fortunate as we are and share in that.
As indeed you do, my dear friends. Each one of you, as I have told you before, has a task and a pathway upon this earthly plane at this particular time, wherefore you are giving out spiritual light to many. indeed, that is your heaven upon this earth. It is an odd word to have, to use the word heaven. What is heaven? It is not a separate place. Again, I repeat, it is within.
And as with everything else, I'm probably right to say that it has a strong connection with perception.
Yes, indeed. Mankind is good at perceiving all kinds of issues, all kinds and manner of things, which he feels to be the truth. But mankind must almost always recognize that his perceptions at time are not always the true ones. Would you agree?
Yes. As you've said on many occasions, we can't see the full picture, so we can't perceive the whole.
Exactly. You are limited in what you can see, but that does not prevent you from extending the knowledge that you give and the knowledge that you are trying to obtain. We are but a small number this time, my dear friend.
Yes. Yes, sorry about that.
No. If but one is to listen to these words, then my task, as always, is taking place, because I know each one will continue to give out these words.
I'm sure our transcripts and recordings will continue to be made available to many.
You, I know, dear friend, are aware of how many people that these words are reaching to. With your machinery today, words travel in an instant.
Yes, so hopefully the small numbers here will not detract from the ultimate mission.
Of course not. But I will give you the opportunity this time, if you so desire, to ask any questions of me.
Thank you.
Any questions? Just like what I was going to say with the Senator of New York, you said, can you think of heaven on earth? I was going to say, whilst we're here, and I think that's probably because we joined together and it's become, how can I say it?
Light being.
Yes, perhaps that's a good way. Yes.
Yes. Mm. I thank you for those words.
We always feel uplifted after.
But you do not need my presence to feel that.
It's always nice.
Forgive the noise. I will try to deal with it.
Yes.
Have you more questions?
Yes. Could I refer back again to the question of genetic crops, genetic modification?
Yes.
Yes, you have talked to us about this before, and time has now moved on. I think mankind has been dabbling, shall we say, and it it is beginning to be realised that there are all sorts of disadvantages. Certain types of insect are being killed off by crops, and there are many disadvantages being realised. People tend to be taking sides in this two-sided issue, and fortunately for us, the big supermarkets seem to be not accepting genetically modified foodstuffs or foodstuffs prepared from genetically modified crops. So perhaps there's a little, and of course their attitudes being influenced by customers, so perhaps there's a little people power here showing itself. But it's become a complicated situation, and now that we're a little further down that road, I was wondering if you had any further words for us. And the other thing is we're in danger of altering the pathway of evolution, I think, if we seriously take this road. Have you any further comments?
Yes, I thank you for your words, my dear friend. Be careful that you are not making judgments.
Ah, yes, yes.
Remember that all of mankind has been endowed with this free will. I have returned to this on many occasions. But whatever mankind chooses to do, that is the pathway that each individual has chosen. Know that our world is constantly trying to influence for the better. But we cannot interfere in our life. That is for the human being to judge and follow what he feels within his heart, whether you judge it to be right or wrong. So firstly, I would say this to you, my dear friends. Refrain from judgment, because what you feel to be right or wrong creates within you a tension of conflict. Conflict within your own heart. What you must do is to stand to one side and allow these issues, whether you consider them to be grave or not, you must allow each human being their own trail of conscience. You understand?
Yes. That's quite a point.
Since this earth has existed, mankind has made many errors, shall we call them. But also, in that scope of error, ultimately has come some good.
Yes.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
That's an interesting point. Yes.
Therefore, you must be wary of judging. Because when there is conflict, ultimately, there will come resolution. Does this make sense to you, my dear friend?
Yes.
Yes.
So I would suggest that if ever something goes against your grain of thinking, that you go inward and see the solution from within.
Yes, and I imagine it's satisfactory to express our thoughts without getting upset.
You must always be true to yourself That is your pathway. That is your true pathway. But what you must never do is to pass judgment on another. Because you do not see their thinking. You do not see their emotion. And what you may consider to be wrong, in their eyes it may be right. I know it is difficult, and with your knowledge you can see that mankind has made many mistakes along the way, but that is not for you to judge. Again, we need to see the wider scheme of life.
In some places, people have destroyed crops which are being grown experimentally by others.
But what you sow, you must reap. Remember, whether they feel right or wrong, the time will come when they face their own decisions, when they must face themselves as to whether their judgment was right or wrong.
Yes.
Remember, I have told you that there is always two sides, white, black. Fear, love. Always there is the two-sided face to all of existence.
Yes.
That is why you must not judge.
I think destroying crops has to stem from a feeling of fear.
It is fear. Remember, it is simple. All of existence stems from fear or love. That is why when people on your earth are disturbed and create a disharmony, it is from an inner fear. Therefore, what you must do is to send them love, surround them with love, and in so doing, their thinking will change. And then you have created that harmony upon this earth, which will ultimately bring a little more of heaven.
Yes, you brought us back to that very important motivation by fear or love statement again. Do I see a third motivation here, one of greed?
You could call it greed. I prefer to say it is but an offspring of fear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
Of what I know you would term negative emotions.
Yes, greed
stems
would be
from fear.
Right. Greed would be fear of poverty.
Yes.
Yes, I see.
You understand?
Yes.
If you can keep those two thoughts within you, fear and love, you will see the purpose of all of mankind's actions upon this earth. Does it not become more simple for you to look at it in that way?
You've brought us back to that very important balance. Thank you.
Also, going back to the genetic crops, it told us that when something new has been found out, it's been influenced from spirit. So more than likely, the genetic modification we haven't quite got it right. It's probably somewhere along the line. It will be used for something, but they're not quite using it in the right way.
Yes. As in all things that mankind has abused, it has been because of the power of his thoughts that has prevented good within the world. But that is his right, because he has been endowed with free will that these things happen. He tried to influence, and we are mostly successful as your time of evolution goes along. But as in all things, mankind is still learning many things. After all, that is why you have agreed to come to this planet, that you may experience these two opposites of fear and love. That is basically what is happening.
Talking of the crops that we grow, I was listening to a discussion the other day on their televisions, and this farmer was into growing or planting the crops or reaping them at a certain time, maybe when the moon was in a certain, when it was bright in the moonlight and so on. Would that help our crops to sow them at a certain time? And would it also perhaps help the nature spirits?
This, my dear friend, thank you for your question. This knowledge has been known in ancient times, and mostly forgotten.
And it's now coming back.
Always mankind in earlier times revered what they call gods of nature, which in effect was exactly as you have said, that they planted at particular times and they reaped at particular times in accordance with what they believed.
They also spoke of the energy, and I thought, yes.
And of course, your earth energy in ancient times was much purer. There was not how shall we say, spoiled earth that mankind has reaped upon your planet in those ancient times. The earth was more pure. Do you understand?
The earth was not what, sorry, Zenbert? You said the earth was not...
The earth was more pure.
Oh, it was more pure. All right.
Because mankind had not abused it.
Yes, and, I rather fancy that the stone temples, like the Avebury Temple, that I think has been in place for perhaps 5,000 years.
Longer.
Longer. Ah, yes. Yes, I stand corrected. I think places like that were deliberately built into the countryside because they had that that powerful link with the earth, with nature, with the earth spirits, probably.
There are and always have been areas of earth energy which are stronger than in other places. This is part of the earth's creation. And yes, you are correct when you say that mankind at those times were much more aware of the earth energy. They were much more aware of their own energy than mankind is today. It is a combination of factors. But there is nothing that mankind can do today that has not already been made to him.
Yes. Yes.
It is not new knowledge. It is knowledge that is being renewed.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm. Yes, no, this does really perhaps take us to another question, but it links. Recently I was in Thailand, and it's very much a Buddhist country, and I was very much impressed with the gentleness of people and strong respect for life and living things, which I think comes out of the Buddhist teaching.
Yes.
And it struck me just how much that one culture on the earth today can learn from another.
That is as it should be. Mankind originally was not meant to be separated in these ways. Mankind has many cultures. Mankind has many religions. But what mankind had in those ancient times was a respect for life, which has been lacking as time continued. That is one of the reasons that it, at this time in the earthly evolution, that many of us have returned to your planet to bring mankind back to the roots of knowledge that he once possessed.
Yes. We haven't mentioned very much the Buddha and Buddhism, but... Yes.
It matters not what the title is, but the people have remained, if I may say so, close to what is within.
Yes. Yes, it occurs to me that that is a very important culture on our planet at the moment.
Yes. There are many areas where people are returning to far roots that have been neglected or forgotten, which will now resurface with the influence that is coming from above. Many cultures are being impressed with what has been lost to them in the past, but which is never lost, because you cannot lose that innate sense of life.
Of course.
You understand?
Yes, yes indeed.
Well, my dear friends, I hope that you have gained from our small discussion this time.
It's good that you make the point that all cultures are being influenced.
Yes. Names, countries, religions do not matter. It is what lies within. That is the part that we influence. So I say to you this as I leave you, my dear friends. Do not fear for your future. Do not be afraid of what you see as disruptive influences within your world. But be strong within the knowledge that you have, that the love that you feel can conquer all.
Yes, I think we're all much endowed with that feeling these days. Thanks to you.
No. I say thank you to each and every one of you, because without your time and your dedication, these words could never go forward. And for this, I am eternally grateful to each one of you. I leave you now surrounded with my love. Know that I hear your words. Know that you are always safe within my heart.